ABC Radio Australia.
After weeks of lobbying Solomon Islands' next Prime Minister, will be decided later today by the country's 50 members of Parliament. Two men are vying for the top job, Jeremiah Manele from the incumbent Our Party and former opposition leader Matthew Wale. As Evan Wasuka reports, with no party holding outright majority, every vote will count when MPs meet today.
For the past 5 years, Solomon Islands and Pacific politics has been shaped by one man, caretaker Prime Minister Manase Sogavare. His security deal with China and his flair for drama has placed him at the centre of global media attention. But from today on, Mr. Sogavare will be taking a back seat, and his party's choice to contest the Prime Minister election is career diplomat Jeremiah Manele.
In terms of policies and programs and where the priorities are, the focus on infrastructure will continue to be there. That's important.
While he's a continuity candidate, the MP for Hograno, Kia Havule, was chosen because he represents a change from Manase Sogavare.
Our party lost a good number of candidates. So the political landscape in terms of our party numbers changed drastically. So the coalition partners, our party, People's First and Candere, thought that it would be important for us to review the leadership.
But Mr. Manele will face stiff competition in today's Prime Minister's election from former opposition leader Matthew Wale. Mr. Wale, the MP for Aokei Langalanga, has been a thorn in the government's side. And now he's after the top job.
If I am elected Prime Minister tomorrow, there'll be free education from July this year. I'm happy to see that the New Zealand High Commissioner is here because he's contributing to that bill. You see, he's smiling very positively. No country will develop tries to develop infrastructure and everything else, but does not develop its human resources. You cannot develop Solomon Islands without developing Solomon Islanders.
Mr. Wale, an accountant by profession, has been a parliamentarian for the past three terms, the last as a key critic of the government's diplomatic switch to China. But on the other side, Jeremiah Manele is also signalling a more neutral path in foreign policy, including on a controversial security treaty with China.
That agreement is there. If there is a need to review that, it will be a matter for China and Solomon Islands to discuss.
Journalist Ofani Eremai has been covering Solomon Islands politics for the past two decades. While he's uncertain about who will be Prime Minister, he says both candidates do have the calibre to lead the country.
Both men have the capacity, both men have capabilities to lead. They are formidable politicians, they are formidable leaders. But, you know, at the end of the day, there will be only one of them who will come out from tomorrow's election to be our leader.
And that's Solomon Islands journalist Ofani Edeme ending that report from Evan Wasuka. And as we've heard from our reporter Evan Wasuka, Manase Sogavare, the man who's dominated Solomon Island politics since 2019, is not putting his hand up this time to lead the country, and we are hours away to finding out who the new leader will be for the next 4 years. Will it be Jeremiah Manele or Matthew Wale? Now, the Governor-General will conduct the secret ballot at the Parliament Chambers, and joining us this morning from Honiara with all the details is our Solomon Islands reporter, Chris Narita Almanuleong. With that, I say, good fellow morning, Chrissy.
Good fellow morning, Aggie.
Well, hey, look, earlier this week, you know, the Governor-General's announcement came earlier than many had expected with this announcement of the Prime Minister elections today. I know it's an important day there in your country's democracy calendar. Tell us, what's the feeling on the ground?
Well, Aggie, this morning and, you know, just this whole week leading up to today's elections, there's a sense of people wanting the continuity of a democratic system to be completed with this Prime Minister's election and for the government to get on going with its business. But there's also a sense of anxiety and a little bit of worry about today, as history does tell us that prime minister's elections here in Solomon Islands are often not peaceful. And in the past, we've seen riots and some form of trouble as well. So in terms of what for precautionary measures and what's been taken steps ahead of today's election, schools in Honiara have been closed. The main central market is also closed today. Although some businesses will open, some will remain closed today. The Chamber of Commerce came out to say, you know, businesses should continue as usual, but to have standby plans in the case of if something goes wrong. But as it is, Aggie, it's peaceful as we speak. And myself and many Solomon Islanders, we're hoping that it does stay that way with the Prime Minister's election happening today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Chrissy, can you then just talk us through what will happen next? I know with media itself, is there any access to that or public access to the proceedings happening today?
Well, there are no, since it's not a parliamentary sitting, there's no access for public. Media, however, they have a special access, but of course, we also have to apply for a pass to get through to the parliament. Media will not be stationed inside of parliament. We will be outside awaiting when Governor General will retire and probably that's the first instance where the world and everyone else will know who the Prime Minister of the country is when he comes out to make that announcement. But more on these proceedings, we will hear from the Governor General Secretary, Rawcliffe Aziza.
There will be a ballot box which is visible to all of the MPs. The ballot box will be unlocked, emptied and locked again before the election commence. So after that one, the names of the MPs will be called in alphabetical order. And as they are called, each one will come forward and then they will collect a ballot paper from the officials. And that ballot paper will be stamped for identification and security purposes. And inside that ballot paper, it contains the names of the candidates. So what is required inside the ballot paper is that each of the members of parliament will be required to write inside the box on the ballot paper only one mark, and that is an X. So that X, you should write it opposite the name of the candidate you wish to vote for. And any other mark that is different from an X on the ballot paper will automatically be treated as being invalid. So that's how the conduct of the election will be.
And that's Governor General's Secretary, Rawcliffe Aziza. Chrissy, I know that the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force, you know, they've put out several statements on the security operations ahead of this election. So I'm wondering, what array of measures are being put in place to secure residents and even their properties?
Well, Aggie, it's the highest visibility of a police force I've seen since the regional assistance mission to Solomon Islands. I know you were here last year during the Pacific Games, and we thought that would be probably the highest visibility seen, but it isn't. It's safe to say that this week I've seen a lot of police operations happening. The police, a police statement came out saying, you know, the operations are aware of the impact of the riots on businesses and the people, and they want to see a peaceful prime minister's elections today as well. So some of these enhanced security measures is to do with the different patrolling around Honiara itself. So there's been an increase in foot and vehicle patrol from the east to the west of Honiara. There's even use of drones and helicopters in terms of aerial surveillance. And then I've seen quite a lot of a convoy of police trucks, like almost 15 to 20 police trucks just patrolling all across Honiara itself into the suburbs and, you know, around Honiara. There's a deployment of boats as well. So it's not only air, not only land, it's also sea. If there's any threats on water, they're also there. But police and community engagement is probably one that I've heard from a lot. Some of these areas within Honiara are hotspots, and they've seen police going out there through discussions to, you know, instill the confidence and trust back in people and the force as well. Last night, I also saw some police posts being set up in the east and central Honiara. So a lot of that is going on beyond behind the scene. Although this week there were some rumors of a curfew that might possibly be instilled, the Deputy Commissioner for Police have dispelled that. But he's just saying, you know, everybody to continue business as usual. And yeah, hope for the best. Hope for a peaceful Prime Minister's election today, Aggie.
Yeah, absolutely. And just quickly, Chrissy, can you just confirm again, the expected announcement is meant to be at what time?
It'll start at 9:30 local time, and we will just, it's probably a waiting game because we'll all be outside. Not sure what will happen inside, but we'll probably know who the new Prime Minister is, whether it's Manele or Wale, around midday today, Aggie. Mm-hmm.